This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Hey guys, welcome back. How's it going? And this is a brand new week of Bringlese Daily. Thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful Monday. Today is April 29th, 2024, and we are going to begin today's episode with a translation challenge. So how would you translate the following sentence? Fino a ieri, nessuno sotto I vent'anni aveva mai vinto questo torneo. Think about it. Ask yourself, how would I say that sentence in English? And at the end of today's episode, I'll explain how to say it. So, speaking of that sentence, let's begin today's one big thing. And as most of you guys know, I'm a big chess fan. Let me explain just a little bit about what's happening in the chess world. Even if you don't like chess, you might find it interesting. So basically, there is a world champion, and in order to become the world champion, you have to win a tournament called the Candidates, I Candidati. The Candidates is a tournament of 8 players, and as you could expect, they are 8 of the best players in the world. Whoever wins the Candidates plays in the World Championship match against the current world champion. Currently, the world champion is a Chinese guy. His name is Ding Liren. So whoever wins the Candidates tournament will play a new match against Ding Liren. And the winner of that match will become the world champion. So, recently, the Candidates tournament ended. It was a long tournament, 14 games per player. It just ended a week or two ago, but something amazing happened. The youngest person in the tournament won. And he is only 17 years old. He is a boy from India. His name is Gukesh. And he is the winner of the Candidates tournament. He's not the world champion yet, but this year in November, he will play the match against the current world champion, Mr. Ding Liren. And this is really big news in the chess world because he's the youngest player ever to win the Candidates tournament. And if later this year he beats Ding Liren, he will be the youngest world chess champion of all time. So obviously, there is a lot of pressure, there is a lot at stake, but when you watch Gukesh, this 17-year-old boy, when you watch him play, he is so mature, he's so professional and composed. It's very impressive. In the tournament, you see more experienced players, players who are older, players who have played in the Candidates tournament multiple times, and you see that they're falling under the pressure. They're cracking. They're nervous. They're sweating. But Gukesh kept his cool the entire tournament, and in the very last round, he drew his game, which means he didn't lose, he didn't win, it was a draw. He drew the game, and that was enough to remain in first place, and he won. So I can only imagine how he's feeling now. He probably feels on top of the world. It's a massive achievement. And the guy is only 17 years old, which is insane. So I want to clarify something. In the chess world, the best player is a man by the name of Magnus Carlsen. He's about 33 years old, and he has been the best player in the world for more than a decade, probably 13, 15 years. But he's not the current world champion. And that's just because he won the world championship 5 times. And he was so good. He was so strong. He finally decided to say, you know what? I don't even want to be world champion anymore. I don't want to play the match. I'm done. He didn't retire from chess, but he didn't defend his title. He said, okay, guys, all I do is win. No one can beat me. I've proven this again and again and again. I'm done. I have nothing to prove. So Magnus technically is not the world champion. As I said, it's Ding Liren. But everyone knows Magnus is the best player in the world. And I'm saying that because Magnus is basically unbeatable. But Ding Liren, he has his flaws. Ding Liren is nowhere near as strong as Magnus. So when Gukesh and Ding Liren meet in November of this year at the World Chess Championship, Gukesh could definitely beat Ding Liren and he would become the youngest world champion ever. It's a very exciting time in the chess world, specifically in India. Chess is so popular. There are many young stars. For example, in the candidates, there are 8 players. 3 were Indian. So it just shows how strong India is from a chess point of view. And it's only going to become more popular now that the candidates' winner is a young Indian boy as well. So the future of chess in India is extremely bright. They're going to have these superstars for a long time. But anyway, I thought some of you might like that story. It's always interesting to learn about new topics. I know most of you guys aren't chess fans, but I hope you liked this story, this explanation. It's an exciting time for chess. But we can continue with today's question of the day. And it's a simple question. Are you a competitive person? A competitive person is someone who really cares about winning or losing. Competitive people hate to lose and they love to win. Are you a competitive person? I would say that I certainly am a competitive person. Yes, I am. I love the feeling of winning, and I hate the feeling of losing. It ruins my mood. I get angry. I want a rematch. I want to try again. And on the other hand, when I win, I feel so satisfied. You know, I think in general, American people tend to be competitive, whereas in Italy, competition is maybe less important. Of course, I'm generalizing, let's be clear. There are competitive people in Italy and there are non-competitive people in the United States. But as part of the American culture, we love sports. As you guys know, we love competition. We want to be the best, the gold medal. My impression is that in Italy, the desire to win is not as strong. People tend to be less competitive. Even when you're just playing games with your friend, you might say, "Ah, okay, I lost, it's whatever." And that's a very healthy behavior. I think, again, generalizing in the United States, people might say, "Oh my God, I wanted to win, but now I lost and I'm so angry." It could be a cultural difference. It could be a simple personality difference from person to person. But to answer this question, are you a competitive person? I would definitely say, yes, I am. All right, guys, let's finish today's episode with the answer to the translation challenge. And quickly, before we do that, if you like my podcast, thank you for listening. And I want to remind you that more than just listening practice, I have a space where you can do speaking practice, grammar reviews, you can learn vocabulary. It's an online school called Bringlese Academy. It's my online school, and you can check it out at bringlese.com. If you want to become my student, you should check it out. If you like my podcast, I am certain that you will like my academy as well. So thank you for considering it. That's bringlese.com. And today's sentence was, fino a ieri, nessuno sotto I vent'anni aveva mai vinto questo torneo. In English, this sentence will be, until yesterday, no one under 20 had ever won this tournament. So let's talk about this sentence. Fino a ieri, until yesterday, until fino a. Nessuno sotto I vent'anni. No one under 20. We can describe people with a number. That's their age. No one under 20. Without even saying years. You could say no one under 20 years old as well. And then we have the verb tense past perfect. No one under 20 had ever won this tournament. Because now someone has won. So we're going to use past in the past. Past perfect is the name. The auxiliary verb is had. No one under 20 had ever won this tournament. Kind of a difficult sentence, but if I read it quickly, it's until yesterday, no one under 20 had ever won this tournament. And that is today's translation challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, thank you so much for listening. I'm excited to start another week of Bringlese Daily. So join me again tomorrow morning on Tuesday for another brand new episode. As always, thank you so much for listening. And guys, peace.